on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Israeli warplanes continued their bombardment of Gaza overnight after Israel blamed Hamas for breaking the temporary truce. The BBC's Hugo Boshega in Jerusalem says the bombardment is having an impact on the delivery of humanitarian aid.
Aid agencies are raising concerns about the conditions for hundreds of thousands of Palestinians, warning the situation is catastrophic as the resumption of fighting is underway. Aid yesterday wasn't allowed to get into Gaza, and the Palestinian Red Crescent saying that it hasn't been given guarantees that aid is going to be delivered today.
Gaza's health ministry says at least 200 Palestinians have been killed since the fighting resumed. At the COP28 climate summit in Dubai, Vice President Kamala Harris said the Biden administration is committed to battling global warming.
President Biden and I have made the largest climate investment in the history of our country, and some have said the world, roughly $1 trillion over the next 10 years. As a result, today, across the United States, we are building and expanding hundreds of solar panels, wind turbine, electric vehicle, and battery manufacturing plants.
New York Republican George Santos is now a former congressman. He was expelled from the House of Representatives yesterday.
George Santos began putting on his coat even as the vote to expel him was still underway, and then bolted.
Mr. Santos, what's your reaction to the expulsion?
Chased by reporters and riding off from the Capitol in a Jaguar as a former congressman. His final remark, reportedly, why would I want to stay here?
CBS's Scott McFarland says Santos is accused of using campaign money for personal expenses. He faces nearly 24 federal charges and could face decades in prison. A border crossing from Mexico into the U.S. will close on Monday.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection says too many migrants are crossing the border from Mexico into the U.S. around remote Lukeville, Arizona. Smugglers are dropping them off in the area around the desert crossing. Starting Monday, the port of entry will be shut down so that the operations officials who watch over vehicle and pedestrian traffic going both ways can help Border Patrol agents arrest and process the new arrivals. Feds say it's a temporary closure. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
It's called an atmospheric river, and by the name alone, you know it can't be good.
Actually, a series of atmospheric rivers, a series of storms that are coming off the Pacific, very stormy across the North Pacific, and it looks like there's going to be a series of rainfall events and snow at higher elevations over the next week. And actually, as we go out for the next 7 days, when it's all said and done, the rainfall or precipitation totals from the Cascades westward to the Coast Range are going to be anywhere from 5 to 10 inches of liquid equivalent.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 37 today, under overcast skies, east winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Snow showers likely, tonight, 29. 36 tomorrow, mixed precipitation likely. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 22.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
All right, son, time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay, what's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Thank you. From the album